Welcome back. You're listening to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. It's February the 11th, 7 o'clock Central Time. And upcoming in just a few seconds, we have Gary Franchi with LoneLantern.org. He's got a show on RBNLive.com that talks about networking folks together and taking action. He's got a show on this network Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, starting at 7 p.m. Central till 8 o'clock. And he shares that time slot with Frosty Woolridge, who does the show on Tuesday and Thursday. So I first learned about Gary Franchi about two or three weeks ago. We had a low-power FM that picked him up here in Central Austin, 96.3 FM, that was playing his program, and it was really exciting to hear somebody that's really talking about networking folks together, which is just a key piece of all this puzzle to make things happen. And I want to remind folks about the call-in number once again, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. So, folks, like I said, I first learned about Gary Franchi about 3 weeks ago doing his show on LoneLantern.org and also on RBNLive.com. And he's got a website set up to help people get together that are like-minded and start forming groups in their local communities and get active with where they're located. All right, so have we got Gary on the line? Okay, let's go ahead and bring Gary up and get him on the show. Gary, are you there? Okay. All right, I guess we're not quite hooked up yet. But Gary is really active up in the Chicago area, and evidently he was at that same conference up in Chicago back in May. It's just for whatever reason we didn't get to meet, but there are just so many people there. So let's try once again and see if Gary is on the line. Hello, Gary, are you there?
Yes, I am. Richard, thank you for having me on.
Hey, thank you for coming on. How is it up there in Chicago right now?
It's bitter. It's cold, but we're moving on. And like the U.S. mail, nothing's going to stop us.
All right. That's good. That's the kind of attitude we all need to have. And that's why I was excited when I heard your show, because you're really starting to put some feet to the street on our movement up there.
Well, that's what needs to happen. I don't know how much longer we can sit around and watch documentaries over and over again. I mean, obviously there is a part to the movement where that is an absolute necessity for bringing people in and awakening them. But there's a time where you have to, get off the couch, get out from behind your computer, and figure out an actual strategy and plan to take back this country. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're meeting in coffee shops and across the country. And we're putting our heads together, and we're going to take this country back state by state at the state legislative level. That's what we're looking at right now, and we need to remind people that the states still can supersede the federalization of this country.
Right. Well, that's just
one aspect.
Yeah, that is one aspect, and that's the aspect that I'm glad, really, we're brothers at arms on this, because most people in this movement are pretty much have been apolitical. It's like this is the last thing they want to do, the last thing they want to get involved in, and in many cases, they just don't hold out any hope that it can actually happen. But I'm here to tell you, I know in Central Texas, it is happening, it's starting to happen. So folks out there, and Gary, you're proving it, that it can happen.
It's growing at an exponential rate, and the question that was so often posed to me is, what can I do? What can I do? And initially, I think that just having the courage to speak is the first step. The first step is having the courage to question. Then the next is having the courage to speak. And then it's the courage to reach out to your fellow American and say, okay, now what are we going to do? And then you put your heads together, and hey, two heads are better than one. And you just start working and building that momentum, and you build projects, and you have tasks, and you complete those projects, and you get one more notch on the belt, and you keep moving forward and keep the momentum going. You don't stop.
That's right. So at this point, it's guys like you and me that are out there. We're actually doing things, and at the same time, handing out our information, putting out websites, etc., to have a whole new batch of people waking up so that we've got the synergy going on. All right, folks, you're listening to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. We're on the air with Gary Franchi. We'll be right back after this break.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. We've got Gary Franchi on the air with us, the creator of LoneLantern.org and another one of the secret agent men that's out there doing the work to restore this republic. Gary, tell us exactly what's going on with LoneLantern.org and how that website works and what it's created to do.
Well, this is actually, when you go to LoneLantern.org now, this is actually the third generation of the site. When it came into being in about May of 2005, it was just some simple video uploads and downloads and some text and some political opinion and articles. Now we've actually, we've definitely matured in our ability to harness technology, and we've instituted some community-building software into the site, combined with an interactive private messaging forum system. So not only can we assign authorization for specific people in the organization to upload their own personal content or news stories, but we can also have them each member can have a personalized profile. They can have, you know, as much public information that they want to have available to be found by other members. See, before, if a member wanted to find someone in another state, they'd have to go through me directly, and it became a very daunting task to try and to track all that. So now, a member, once they sign up, they can actually find another patriot-minded person in their city or state just by going to the website and putting out a call either in the forum or just browsing through the profiles. And the profiles, you can put as much information there as you want to, your email, a picture, an icon, or whatever. That's one really nice feature of the site. Also, people can upload their own web links and descriptions of their favorite websites, and then we can categorize them. So we really want the members and the registered users to take ownership of the site. I created the site, but I want to give it back. I want to put it out there and make it just, let it grow at an organic level, so that, it just takes a life of its own, that the members can just own the site. And that's also where the forum comes into place. Most people are familiar with forums, but the unique feature of the LoneLantern.org forum is that we have specific member groups that you can join up with, like the America Freedom to Fascism member group, the Ron Paul 08 member group, the Lone Lantern member group, 9/11 Truth member group. So you can request membership to these different groups within the framework of the website, so you can communicate with other like-minded people who have different ideas and different goals. So it's a very robust system that will even allow you to send private messages to other members. You can have dialogue on the side that's only viewable between those two users on the site, and then you can have your public conversations in the forums and different current events and news and other topics.
Well, Gary, unfortunately, I wasn't able to hear the complete answer, but that's really ingenious that you put that together, and I do intend on signing up myself, actually, and learning exactly what you're doing there, because I like the idea of people being able to hook up, not just on LoneLantern.org, but like you said, it gets them involved in these other programs as well, and I think we need a number of different networks going on simultaneously just for a redundancy factor to keep things going, so that there's not any kind of malfunction where one website can go down or something happens to one network and it breaks apart. So I actually think it's useful to have several networks kind of working on the same like-minded issues. And I do intend on signing up and getting more involved in what you're doing there. I really like that idea that you have going there.
It's pretty simple. You go to the site, you click register, and you can type in your preferred username and a valid email address. Pick your password and you're in. You can browse the forums and you can communicate with people that way. And you're right about having the overlap with other networks. Like, we're working with Aaron Russo's people very closely. We're also working with G. Edward Griffin's group, Freedom Force International, the 9/11 Truth Movement. All these different groups were networked, plugged right in with all of them. So if one thing fails, we can always have another line of communication with these other groups. So, if something falls behind, always going to be connected.
Well, that's great. How long have you had this website going, the LoneLantern.org website?
The website itself began in May of 2005. Initially, it was just a series of videos and articles and just some political opinions. And now it's really developed into a real member interactive society. And that's what that was the intention all along. But I didn't have a grasp or the knowledge of the technology or how to implement it. With the help of our webmaster, the Wookiee, and some other people, we've been able to really create a member community that is dedicated to taking this country back, restoring the constitutional republic as our founding fathers intended.
Well, that's great. I don't know if you heard the first hour of the show, but I was talking about a book that somebody had mentioned to me when I went to the Dallas meetup this past Thursday. There was a book mentioned to me called The Revolution Will Not Be Televised by a Democratic operative named Joe Trippi. Now, he pretty much, when I read the intro on his book on the Internet online, he pretty much is in the box type of character. But nonetheless, he had the Internet going and was a campaign manager or campaign operative for Howard Dean and was able to use the Internet to grassroots an effort for Howard Dean and, in fact, raised $15 million for Howard Dean, which made him a viable candidate. Now, Howard Dean, clearly, from the excerpt that I just read here a little while ago from Joe Trippi's book, clearly Howard Dean knew his role in the primary, as the presidential primary of 2003 and 2004. Howard Dean knew that he wasn't out there to win. He was just out there to pretend like he was going to be the people's candidate. And in fact, I think he didn't say it in this little excerpt in the Joe Tribune's book, but he knew that he was not to be the ultimate candidate, that obviously John Kerry or maybe even somebody else was. But anyway, it looks to me like when we learn some of the systems that some of these mainstream regular party people, some of the things that they know from networking and creating grassroots efforts, then we can just take some of their ideas and implement them in what we're doing.
Absolutely. And that, you know, we might as well, you know, fight fire with fire here. And, you know, using some of the same tactics that the corporate-controlled media are using for our own benefit.
When you try to put me on the phone.
And also, you know, using the web technology. You know, the Internet is a phenomenal place because, you know, we can really present our message and we can round up the folks that really want to do something, get them plugged in, tap that patriotic energy force, just like they're using their own, you know, Republican Democrat divisive issues. You know, we can use that same type of tactic to bring our people all together.
That's right. We've got the opportunity to use a lot of these same tactics and tools that they have. And in fact, once they see where we're coming from, and once we wake them up to issues, then all of a sudden, that's one of our best recruiting tools, is just waking them up. So we're able to simultaneously start taking back this country. The people that have done the research and read the books and studied the videos and listened to all the different talk radio shows can stop doing quite so much of that and just keep on waking people up to where they can see what's going on. So, Gary, this LoneLantern.org, you said it's only been going on since May of 2006 or 5, you said?
May of 2005. Well, the organization started as just an idea in actually just after the election in 2004. And, you know, I knew that something needed to be created and because I was reaching out to people, and it was very difficult to find people that would listen. And I had all this information. I said, well, I gotta find them. Where is everybody? I mean, people are making documentaries, and I know people are waking up, and, you know, I gotta find them. So I put the website together and started reaching out. And then email started coming in, and I said, okay, well, let's put together an application system where we can get some general information on, you know, logistics of where people are, and then start trying to connect these people and find out what resources individuals have, you know, working within their own talents and hobbies. And how can we benefit those talents and hobbies to further the information that we're trying to spread? And by furthering the information, boom, it comes back full circle. They come back, plug in with more people and more people. And before you know it, you got hundreds and hundreds of people who are waking up and all working synergistically to wake others up and bring them back in. So it's a big wheel that just keeps turning and turning, but the wheel keeps getting bigger. It's like a snowball, you know, the snowball effect.
Exactly. And I mean, that's where I remember back right after 9/11, post 9/11, this was such a small group that was going on, and there were people awake, but it was slow progress, and 9/11 really was the event, the catalyst that just made everybody really kind of see, that was involved in this movement at the time, really made people see how urgent it really is that people go beyond just getting and disseminating information, but get into the level of really being active and out there on a daily basis, actively waking people up, because there's some true insanity going on, and that's the powers that be. I mean, they pulled off 9/11. That was an insane event, and there's further insanity in other parts of the world that we just get a little TV eye view of, that just if it came down on this land to have that type of chaos and activity going on, it would just be really turning all of our worlds upside down. But one of the words that you mentioned just a little while ago that's so important, and that's the word synergy. And I know that you understand that word, and I hope people will get out there and look it up, because that's what we need to implement, is synergy. We've got a lot of that going on in our group. There's a lot of passion in our group, and that's where if we get involved with the current two-party system, that we, with our small efforts, but with a lot of passion and heart, that's where we can really have a huge effect on these people.
You know, I think it's interesting you mentioned the two-party system, because Ron Paul is running as a Republican.
Bingo. Bingo. That's, And see, that's where these parties really, as I described in my show just a little while ago, is they're basically Hollywood sets. They're Hollywood facades. They're run from the top down. They don't have the grassroots down there. So anyway, Gary French is our guest. You're listening to Restoring the Republic. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to RBNLive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. It's Sunday night, February 11th, about 7:23 Central Time. We have on the line with us Gary Franchi of LoneLantern.org and also has a program on RBNLive.com on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can listen to that. I believe he's on shortwave. Gary, are you on shortwave as well as on the Internet?
Yeah, they got us up at 5.050 shortwave.
Okay, 5.050, that's this show as well is supposed to be on 5.050. And you and I talked earlier this week, and one of the things that has really needs to happen is the low-power FM networks need to get spread throughout the United States, because that's what really gives people a tool where they can just simply, not only can they hand out the DVDs like I know that a lot of the folks do up there in the Chicago area, but you can put on that DVD, just type a little blurb on there, listening to, for example, here in Austin, you can listen to 100.1 FM or et cetera. So I know that a lot of your folks have expressed interest in trying to get some low-power FM started up there, right?
It's amazing you bring that up, because one of our members recently informed me that there is a gentleman just near the south side or the northwest side of Indiana who is rebroadcasting RBN. In fact, he's probably listening right now. Kevin, how are you doing tonight? He's got a pretty sophisticated system. He claims he's blasting about 700 watts off a 50-foot tower. And he's had, I believe, no problem with the FCC. And we're going to actually have him on as a guest in the next couple of weeks at Lone Lantern Radio so he can kind of explain what he's doing. And he's, I believe he's broadcasting at 93.3 FM in Northwest Indiana.
Well,
reaching a very broad market, I guess.
That's great. Yeah, I have heard Kevin as a caller on several programs. I've heard him on there, and I'm really looking forward to when your interview with him will be. As a matter of fact, I'll make sure and I'll be monitoring your program to make sure I catch that. And but that's, I tell you, the user-friendly format of the low-power FMs is a very neglected tool that, you know, if you don't have it, you don't realize what you're missing. You know, that's what I think the problem is, that I think that's what's kind of held back low-power FM, is most people don't realize how useful and what a great tool it is to wake people up until they have it. And that's like here in Central Texas. You can just drive around almost all of Austin, Round Rock, et cetera, and pick up Radio Free Austin with a lot of RBN programming and other programming as well. And that's what really, I think, has really ignited Central Texas. That's where I can go to the Secretary of State's website and look at a 2005 election and a 2006 election, and I can see actual numbers that outline our footprint.
Wow.
And that's where, you know, the groups are the strongest, and so that's what I think needs to happen nationwide, and people are excited about the prospects of having that happen. So now I know you were at that big conference in Chicago last, I think, May, wasn't it, in May?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You probably had a role in putting that together, and I just didn't get to meet you or know about that. But tell me about what happened.
Yeah, I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off that weekend. We had a table set up. We had member applications that were just – we took a lot of member applications from people all across the country. I actually helped with the security for the event. We had a whole security team that was helping, you know, at the doors and also helped us on the rally that we did in downtown Chicago, just to keep an eye out for agent provocateurs, or, you know, kind of be a liaison between, you know, the actual people in the rally and protest and the actual police themselves, kind of a buffer zone, so that, you know, we could have, you know, our freedom of speech not infringed upon by anybody, and we could also keep an eye out for people that just wanted to cause trouble, make us look bad. That was one of the key elements I played a role in at the Chicago conference, and it was an honor to be there. It was a fascinating weekend to see everyone working together, just seeing the movement growing to that point, which
right.
is a beautiful
that,
thing.
That was a great event. I was there. I rolled in a little bit late, and I missed the big rally where you guys were downtown. I'm really sorry I missed that. I would have loved to have seen and heard the activities behind that. Did most of the folks ride from the hotel? Did they take the train down into downtown, or how did everybody get from the hotel to downtown?
It was beautiful. Rosemont Police gave us, you know, they escorted us along the streets and sidewalks from Rosemont Hotel to the L. Must have been about 150 of us with picket signs riding the L all the way through downtown Chicago to Daly Plaza. You know, Alex was there. Loose Change guys were there. You know, Carol Brule was there. A lot of just veterans in this movement. And we all just blew off a lot of steam. You know, Alex on the trademark bullhorn, and then I picked up the bullhorn and took it on to the next level. And we went to all the major media outlets. We went to NBC, ABC, WGN, all the different, you know, media outlets. And we just stood in front of the building and said, "We are not going away until you pay attention. Look at Building 7." And we were just chanting down the street, "What about Building 7? What about Building 7?" You know, and it was just – it was a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah. It sounded like that train ride with 150 people packed on there with their T-shirts and signs and all that, that must have been pretty unique just in and of itself, the train ride.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, everyone kind of got split up into their own cars. And, you know, it was really cool. You know, it was my first time meeting Alex Jones, and I was sitting there at the head of the march with him. And, you know, that was fascinating to see him. I'm sitting at the head with Alex and Dylan and Jason and They were just talking to this one guy about 9/11, and well, I can tell you more about that. But
all right. That's cool. We'll talk more about that, folks. The call-in number, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned in to rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. It's Sunday evening, about 7:30 Central Time. We have on the line with us, as Tom gets to enjoy some of that bumper music that I picked myself. And in the internet, an awesome thing. You can find some music like that from a 30-plus-year-old TV show. It's just great. There we go. That's right. That's Tom, the producer. Thank you for the work you do, Tom. And we have on the line with us Gary Franchi. I'm going to throw out that call-in number again. The call-in number, if you're out there, hopefully listening shortwave land, internet land, low-power FM land, is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443 if you got a question for Gary Franchi and LoneLantern.org. Now, Gary, we could talk a lot about that great Chicago event y'all had. I want to congratulate you guys. That was an excellent event. Unfortunately, I had a situation where I was a little bit distracted from the event, unfortunately, that I couldn't help, but I still enjoyed it immensely. It was just so great how it was just a sensory overload with all those great guests that you guys put together up there.
You know, I just kind of came in on the tail end of that. I didn't really have much to do with picking out who was going to be there or scheduling any of the stuff. You know, I was just kind of I was there to help with some of the consulting for security and, you know, just some of my own personal insight in the neighborhood and the area of Rosemont and Chicago. But I really have to give the credit to Hal Snyder and Jerry Perry and Reagan and Mike Berger and Gabriel Day, Janice Matthews. I mean, they were really the brains and the brawn behind the whole thing.
Well, that was an awesome event. I tell you, they had in some cases, I think, four or five separate meeting rooms going on with their own little conferences each with four or five different speakers that were worthy of having the full room and the whole conference in their room to talk about what they knew and the information they had. So let me ask you this. Tell me about the residual effect, having that event there in Rosemont there, which is a suburb of Chicago right there close to O'Hare Airport. Tell me about the residual effect that's had there in the local area moving this movement forward.
I have to say it was definitely a springboard for LoneLantern.org because we've been having meetings every 2 weeks since that conference. We haven't stopped. And, you know, we've been meeting, strategizing, creating action plans, street actions. You know, the guys from Loose Change, Dylan, Jason, and Corey, they sent us out 5,000 copies of Loose Change, and we passed them out in about 2 or 3 hours. One Sunday afternoon, we had about 35 people come out from different parts of the state, and we had some really nice bags were printed up by my cousin, and we had all of our Lone Lantern shirts, and we went out there to a half marathon. There must have been about over 10,000 people there, and just passed out DVDs left and right. It was a beautiful event, and we're doing those types of things, not on the scale of 5,000, but now more on the scale of 500 to 1,000. We have our own DVD duplication systems that we have custom DVDs that we're putting together.
That's awesome. That really is exciting. And, you know, I never really thought of these big marathons as a good event to distribute information, but Austin has a lot of big marathons every year. I don't know if you're familiar with some of the marathons that Austin has. One of the Motorola Marathon is a huge one. I think they have thousands of runners involved. And Austin is just that kind of city. But, you know, all these big cities, all these major big cities have similar events where folks could get out there en masse and distribute information like that. So that's another exciting venue. That's one that I really hadn't even thought of myself. And that's just it. There are so many ways and so many things that we can all do to make it happen.
You got to look for, you know, just look at your community calendar and find out when these, you know, big carnivals are. Like, we got the Taste of Chicago up here. And one of our other members, Patrick, he got a car battery, and we hooked up a computer laptop and a big LCD screen, and we were showing the trailer, Freedom to Fascism, right there in the middle of the Taste of Chicago, and we're handing out DVDs to people as they were coming by. We had free water, and we set up a tent, and we just kind of made it look like we were picnicking, more or less, watching TV, but we'd invite people to come by and sit down and watch the trailer for Freedom to Fascism, and people were just walking away furious when they found out, you know, the content of Aaron's movie.
Oh, yeah, and that's great. That's guerrilla warfare at its best. So you're out there looking like it's a picnic, and in the meantime, you're doing the information warfare dissemination specialist duties.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then there was another event we did. It was the Chicago Peace and Hemp Festival, and this time we kind of stepped it up a notch. We had, I think we had about 200 or 300 DVDs that were printed up for that, and we had a big projector screen, a projector, and we were showing clips of Loose Change and all kinds of movies, you know, trailers for Aaron's film, and we just had crowds of people coming around the tent. I mean, crowds watching these clips, and we're here, have some water, take some deception dollars, here, take a free DVD. You know, I gave a speech at this big festival as well, and it was a fascinating outreach. You know, these are just the little things you can do to raise awareness in your town.
That's right. Did you happen to make it to the Los Angeles conference that was just right after the Chicago conference?
No, I
okay.
Unfortunately, I did not. However, a friend of mine did make it out there, and he brought back some really amazing footage that I put up on YouTube. If you type in "Black Helicopters Do Not Exist" on YouTube, you'll find some footage of two black choppers that were hovering around that hotel area on the outside.
Oh, really?
Really menacing. Oh, yeah.
I had no idea that was going on. That's interesting. That's the first I've actually heard of it, because I was there at the conference, but, you know, we were down there in the basement of that hotel, and it was, I think, basically from start to finish almost every day, 12-hour marathon session. People just barely had even time to even grab a bite to eat for lunch or dinner or whatever. But the interesting thing about it, you know, you were talking about some of these venues that you guys have been doing the guerrilla warfare thing at here in Chicago. One of the most frequented tourist destinations there is in this country is Venice Beach, California, out there on the Pacific Coast. And as I was out there, you know, I noticed that nobody was out there doing the information warfare gig like you're talking about. And so if there's anybody out there in California that's got the wherewithal and that's near that area, there needs to be somebody out there in Venice Beach doing this with a TV monitor like you outlined just a little while ago, where you could be playing DVDs, Loose Change, Freedom to Fascism, et cetera, and at the same time handing out DVDs, because you can touch so many people right there at Venice Beach. You can touch people from all over the world and be just, in effect, just almost like a mainstream media source just from right there on that beach.
You know, another thing we did, Lollapalooza was a three-day festival in Chicago. We went there with about 300 DVDs and passed them out to people. And the response was overwhelming. Overwhelming. People were like, oh, yeah, go for it. I even met Horatio Sands from Saturday Night Live there and handed him a DVD. And I said, he's like, what's on? I said, well, Loose Change. He's like, oh, Loose Change. It was like second nature. Like, he knew, you know, about the film. And he's like, yeah, sure, I'll take a DVD. And the police were friendly, and, you know, we kept to ourselves. And see, a lot of times it's all in matter of how you present it. Like when we were at the marathon, we were just saying, here, have a free DVD. Thank you for running in the marathon. We wouldn't even bring up 9/11. Just let them, here, take this free gift. Thanks for running. You know, thanks for coming out today. And, you know, because the message of 9/11 can be so polarizing that people, as soon as they hear it, they're going to be either up or down about it. So if you can get it in their hands, by all means, let the Lord do the work at that point.
There you go. That's excellent. And, you know, you got to pick your spots and know when the time is right and know when it's not. And it sounds like you've got a great feel for that, to know when the time is right or not. And at the very least, you know that if you can at least get that message or get the DVD or the information in their hands, then down the road, like you said, let the Lord take over from there. But at least they've got some exposure at some level to it and have a chance. That's like out there at Venice Beach. If somebody was out there doing what you're talking about doing, they could wake people up just literally from around the world, because you do have I think that when I was thinking about going to that L.A. conference, I got on a website and it was talking about the top 10 things to do if you've got a limited amount of time in Los Angeles, et cetera. And I think right there up near the top, I think with easily within the top five, was take a visit to Venice Beach. And so there you are, one of the number one tourist destinations in the whole world, and nobody's out there doing the Info Warrior thing. So I'd just like to put the word out there to somebody out there in California, if you got the wherewithal and the time and the effort and gumption, get out there and do similar things to what Gary's talked about in the information warfare. And you just never know when you're going to wake up the next Aaron Russo or Gary Franchi or Alex Jones or whoever, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've got contacts out in the on the West Coast. John Connor is a good friend of mine, and we talk frequently. And I know he's in San Diego. I know I have some contacts in Los Angeles and up and down the coast there. People are visiting our site from all over the world, and, you know, we can easily communicate, you know, this message and try to get people motivated. It's also a matter of what that person is actually capable of doing. They may be awake, but they may not have the full functioning ability to produce all these DVDs. So what we try to do, we try to send them DVDs. We'll try to send them 25, 50, 200 DVDs at our own expense. And the only reason we're able to do that is because people have donated to us in the past. You know, a dollar here, $10 here, $50 here, and we take that money, we put it right back in a DVD reproduction, boom, and then we mass produce them ourselves and then send them out in the mail. We send out care packages all across the country to people, and we don't charge anything for it. We give them T-shirts, DVDs, bumper stickers, Idaho Observer Citizens Commission reports, deception dollars. We try to send out starter packs for DVD truth collections, you know, like the whole DVD 9/11 Truth Library. We have a simple kit that has every movie, so they can start burning themselves. Just give them something to start with. You know, don't give these away. Hold on to them, and then you know, burn them out, send them, give them people, and then we also give them, like, you know, maybe 10 or 15 DVDs to pass out to friends and family and start to Just start something. Start some momentum in your town if they don't have the actual ability themselves. Just to get a shot in the arm.
That's excellent, Gary. I tell you what, I got to congratulate you on that. That's awesome. Folks out there, get on to lonelantern.org. Get on Gary Franchi's group there and find out about if you don't have the wherewithal, like Gary was saying, if you don't have the wherewithal to produce, mass produce these DVDs, you can, with a small donation, help out lonelantern.org's group. Help out Gary's group with a small donation. At the same time, you can get these DVDs to distribute in your burg, township, community, or wherever you're located, and get things rolling there. That's awesome, Gary. I'll tell you what, you're about to travel to Phoenix, Arizona, to Chandler, Arizona, actually, for the 911 Truth Conference out in Arizona, right?
Yeah, I have plans to go out there. We're still waiting to iron out a couple of bumps, but I am scheduled to get out there. I'm not sure what – I think I'm going to be talking about, you know, the grassroots efforts and organizing and the importance of networking when I get out there.
That's excellent. I'm glad you're going to be out there. I was potentially going out there, but it doesn't look like I'm going to go at this time. But since I'm learning that you're going out there and helping people network, that's excellent. One thing that I have not seen happen at any conference yet, which you were at Chicago doing your network thing out there at a table, but I would like to see these conferences – spend some time and schedule a little bit of their conference time to get people, for instance, they could divide people up into their respective states, or let's say in the New England area, they could combine a few states together and get these people connected with one another right there at that national level conference. And
wow.
Then let them, I mean, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? You know the idea.
Yeah.
Right. See, and that's what I was trying to get in touch. Maybe you've got a way to get in touch with this guy it's Eric, right, that's putting on the Phoenix conference?
It's Kent.
Kent.
I believe Kent Knudsen is his last name. Kent,
okay.
Knudsen.
I'm not sure who's doing it, but maybe you're able to get the word. I've tried a couple calls and an email, and I haven't gotten any word back yet. But what they need to do at these conferences is get people in their respective geographical areas. Get them together where they can have a small meeting and, you know, at least get introduced to one another on their first name basis. And the ones that are willing to exchange their contact info, cell phone, email, et cetera, and all that, let them do it right there to where they can have a meeting. And then they could also have a little bit bigger meeting where they can say, well, here's all the representatives from Texas. Here is Arizona. Here's Chicago, Illinois area. You know, and they can know, and people can see each other. All right, well, these are the groups. So, because that was one thing that kind of fell short at the Chicago conference, is that I knew some of the folks that were up there, but I really wanted to know more people from Texas that were up there, because I'd bump into them and I'd find, oh, they're from San Antonio. And I'd just bump into them, but it would all be just happenstance and accidental happening to do it that way.
What we did when we were in Chicago, we just had people fill out applications, and they could fill out on paper as much as they wanted. And then after the conference, I divvied it up by different regions and states, and then reached out to people in that fashion. But I think what you're talking about is even on a grander scale. And you know, that's the only way we're going to win this thing, if we think big, and separating everybody by state and region, having them go face to face. Yeah, that's a great idea. I could talk to a couple people about that. I know some
right.
people who are doing it. So
I would love it. As a matter of fact, if I knew that was going to happen out there, I'd probably just go ahead and drop what I was doing and head on out there and help make that happen if possible, because that would give people the opportunity to face-to-face right there. And then when they go back to, let's say they're in Chicago, well, they'll know somebody in Rockford, you know, coming out of there, or they'll know somebody in Champaign, Illinois, and they can network together on that basis. They'll know, I mean, anybody that's going and taking the time and effort and expense of going to this conference in Chandler, Arizona, they're a leader just because of that.
You know, there's a couple websites that are helping facilitate some of that. I believe it's Take a Stand for 911truth.org, TS911T.org, and then there's also 911truthgroups.org. These are two relatively new 911 Truth websites that are working real hard. I know the guy who does I know both the guys. I met the guy that does 911truthgroups.org. I met him at the Chicago conference, and he was just coming on board, and now he's got this beautiful website he put together. And then another guy who runs Take a Stand for 911 Truth, TS911T.org, Matthew, he ran the Milwaukee Boston Tea Party and know him, and we've been working and networking together too. You know, these two websites I encourage people to check out.
That's great. So that's ts911t.org.
Yes.
And then the other website, 911truthgroups.org.
Correct.
That's right. Okay, I'll definitely be checking those out because that's really exciting. And that takes it out of even this more public venue of meetup.com, which, folks, if you don't have any other alternatives in your area, that 911 meetup, as a matter of fact, either way, I think people should do both, and that just helps cross-pollinate both groups and makes them all grow even bigger and faster. And hopefully at this Chandler conference, they'll do something similar to where they can network people on the spot, to where they can meet fellow like-minded folks. Like I said, just the fact that they're out there, that automatically makes them a leader. And I like to think of it as that people that are listening to these programs on rbnlive.com and others, just from what they know right there, they might as well make themselves a leader in their local community, because just that knowledge right there takes them to where they need to take control and be on hand there in their local community to make a difference. That motto that you've got that you open and close the show with, tell folks what that is, because I think that's a great line that you have.
It's funny. I was about to tell you what it was, isn't it? And that's, you know, I'm not here to make you a follower. I'm here to make you a leader.
That's awesome, Gary. I wished I'd come up with that, but Gary beat me to it. So anyway, that's great. All right. You're listening to Restoring the Republic. We're on rbnlive.com. We'll be right back with our final segment after this break.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. Once again, I'm your host, Richard Reeves. It is February 11th of 2007, and wow, where has this hour gone? We've been talking with Gary Franchi, one of the people, one of the good folks that has not accepted the age-old lie that you cannot fight City Hall, that he has not accepted the lie that one person cannot make a difference. Here's a guy that's definitely been affecting some change. So, Gary, I tell you what, before we go back to Gary, let me just say, folks in Central Texas, there is a Campo meeting tomorrow night, February 12th, starts at 6 p.m., supposedly goes till 8, but expected to go a little bit longer, February 12th, at the Commons Building, University of Texas, J.J. Pickle Research Campus, 10100 Burnett Road, and that's in Building 137. That address, again, 10100 Burnett Road, and that starts at 6 p.m. Folks that are interested in the toll road issue and Trans-Texas Corridor issue here locally in Central Texas, try to get out there if you can. We're not doing the mass call out like we did in January, but nonetheless, we still need as many folks that can get out there as possible, and we do have an event February 19th in Houston, Texas, at the Black Labrador, 4100 Montrose. We're going to have a Houston meetup, a 911 questions meetup there in Houston. To find out more about that, go to meetup.com and type in the search Houston 9/11 questions, and you should find out about that meeting that way. Also in Chandler, Arizona, the event that we've been talking about with Gary starts on the 22nd, that evening of the 22nd in Chandler, Arizona. Go to 911accountability.org to find out more about that. Okay, Gary, this is our last segment, so thank you so much for coming on. It's been just a blazing hour with you, and I appreciate all the work you're doing. So tell folks again how to get to your website and what goes on there.
Well, I just want to encourage people to go check it out, lonelantern.org. You do not need to have a username to access the information on the main site. You can feel free to browse around and see what we got posted up there. However, if you want to interact with other members in the forum section, you will need to register, and then all you need is the username you choose and a valid email address, and you can start networking and communicating right away. I encourage you to do that. It's only by reaching out to our fellow brothers and sisters in this republic that we will restore it, and by face-to-face meetings. Whether you do it weekly, biweekly, and having these conferences, you know, our power really does reside when the people are all gathered in one place, and the energy is created, and the momentum just continues and grows from there. So start having meetings, plug in, network, lonelantern.org, and there's other fascinating websites out there, and we're all working together. So. Don't be afraid to stand up and let your voice be heard.
That's right. Don't be afraid to stand up. And I can tell Gary speaks from experience. What I've experienced many times at these meetings is that there is energy and power in these meetings face to face. It's no time to cower down and hunker down in your cave or wherever you're located at. It's time to get out there and stand up. We are the mainstream minority it's just a matter of time till we wake up enough people and we'll be the mainstream majority. These people just don't know it, that are still in the two-party system in that old paradigm, but more and more people are waking up. So, Gary, I'll tell you what, I really want to thank you for what you're doing. I'll be listening to your program here locally in Austin, and I'll be definitely sending people your way. You probably said this earlier, but about how many folks are currently on lonelantern.org right now?
Currently registered users, we've got over 300.
That's great. That's great. I tell you what, that's all it takes to take this country right back, Gary, isn't it?
Absolutely, Richard. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, Gary, thank you for coming on. That's Gary Franchi with LoneLantern.org. Make sure and tune in his program on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7 p.m. Central. Once again, that's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7 p.m. Central. He has a one-hour program here on RBNLive.com. He's also on shortwave on 5.050. That's 5.050. So make sure and tune into his program. It's exciting to see what's going on. These face-to-face meetings really start affecting change, and you'll feel it when you go to these meetings that things are happening. So I want to congratulate the folks in Dallas this past week for the meeting they put on. Joe up there in Dallas, that was a great meeting. People are ready to move. They don't want to eat, meet, and retreat any longer. Tune in next week to Restoring the Republic on RBNLive.com. Thank you.